神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We are so happy to have you once again in our counseling session.
很高兴再次到协谈的节目中来跟您见面。
We have been talking about conflicts.
我们谈到冲突。
Which are people problems.
这是人跟人之间的问题。
And how to resolve them.
然后我们也谈到怎么样来面对处理这些问题。
We learned that we need to be able to recognize the style of those who have conflicts with us.
我们学习到要去识透或意识到对方对冲突的这种形态，然后来面对它。
And then to know how to deal or respond with them.
然后你就知道怎么样来处理、来面对、来反应。
For the purpose of helping them.
目的是要去帮助对方。
I'm going to give you an example.
我要给你一个例子。
Ty and Lynn were roommates in college.
小蔡跟老林呢，两个人在大学里面是室友。
They each came from different backgrounds and viewed the theory of evolution differently.
他们彼此的背景不同，所以对于进化论的这样的一个学说，他们的观点也不同。
Ty accepted the theory as if it were a scientific principle.
小蔡认为进化论是科学的这种原则。
But Lynn argued that it had never been scientifically proven so as to make it a principle.
老林却认为进化论只是一种学说，从来没有可以验证证明它是一个科学的原则。
It really seemed like a harmless difference.
这种不同的意见好像无伤大雅。
But it grew into a problem that broke their friendship.
但是却严重到迫害了他们两个人的关系。
Many of the boys began to take sides.
所以有一些同学呢，就会分成两党。
Some agreeing with Ty and some with Lynn.
一群跟着小蔡，一群跟着老林。
Lynn began to feel more superior than Ty.
老林开始觉得自己比这个小蔡高明多了。
Because he felt Ty just went along with the popular opinion and did not view the fact that they had never found the links or proof for the theory.
老林开始觉得自己比小蔡高明，因为他觉得小蔡他不去验证，没有去证实，而只有跟着大家的言论走。事实上，进化论有一个连当中是失去验证的。
Ty resented this attitude from Lynn and became very angry.
所以小蔡也开始对老林的态度感到非常的生气。
Ty felt that Lynn was making him look foolish before some of their classmates.
小蔡觉得老林使他在同学的面前，他好像显得非常的愚拙。
It had grown into a very big conflict.
以至于造成了很大的冲突。
Now, if we could recognize now, what kind of style does Ty have in his conflict?
那你就可以开始来想，到底这样的一个冲突的形态是属于哪一种呢？
What kind of style does Lynn have in his conflict?
老林是属于哪一种形态？小蔡又是哪一种形态呢？
Now, if they had understood this, they may have been able to resolve some of it or at least reconcile themselves to each other.
如果彼此体会到对方的那种对于冲突的面对形态的话，或许可以保持一点和谐。
Now, we have learned that there are two types of styles.
我们已经学过，就是有两大类型的这种形态。
The attackers,
which 一个是攻击性的。
This is the shark, the dictators.
就是像鲨鱼的这种、暴很暴力的。
Or the snakes, the backbiters.
或者是背后咬你一口的蛇。
Or the woodpecker, which is the fault finders.
还是像啄木鸟一样到处找毛病的。
We have seen their characteristics.
我们也已经把这些动物的特质讲过了。
We have learned some ways to deal with them.
我们也知道有一些方法来面对他们。
To try to help them.
帮助他们。
Now we're going to talk about the avoiders.
那么现在我们来谈第二类的，就是这种逃避型的。
And again, we're going to use animals.
一样的，我们用动物来形容。
The first animal we're going to use is the turtle.
第一个我们要用乌龟来形容。
Now you can imagine that he is the retreater.
我们知道乌龟是很会撤退的。
When things happen, he pulls himself into a shell.
情况一来，他就缩进去了。
He plays dumb.
他呢装哑，当作哑巴。
It's like, who, me? I don't know anything.
我吗？我不知道啊。
He may even give just one word answers. Yes, no, maybe.
他的答案很简单，只有一个，是或不是，或许，就这样子。
And like we said, he withdraws from it.
他是很会退步的，很会退却的。
He doesn't want to face conflict.
他不喜欢直接面对冲突。
But you see, when we do not face conflict, many times the reaction or the problem grows bigger.
当你不面对问题的时候，问题会越来越大。
You might think, well, it's good, just don't let's bother with it, but it doesn't help.
这种乌龟形态人或许想说呢，我不要管它，就算了吧，但是呢，还是要面对的。
The turtle is very secretive.
乌龟型的是很神秘的。
They do not disclose their feelings or their thoughts.
他们把他们的想法跟感觉就放在心里面。
Actually, they can make you feel guilty by asking questions.
有时候呢，当你问他问题的时候，会让你觉得你有罪恶感。
So when you ask them, they want to know, why would you want to know that?
当你探问的时候，对方会让你感觉你为什么要知道呢？
You see, they want peace at any cost.
不管怎么样，他们要的就是只有和平。
But sometimes the cost is very high.
但是呢，他们会付上很大的代价来得到这个和平。
Because the problem just festers like a sore inside.
问题存在心里面，像一个疤痕一样越来越深。
And it's always there hurting.
而且存在那里总是在造成另外一个伤害。
A tender spot in the relationship between
在人跟人的关系里面变成一个很敏感的很脆弱的一个地方。
So how can you respond or help them?
你怎么样来面对这种乌龟型的而且来帮助他们呢？
You need to get them to talk.
你要让他们讲话。
Ask them questions that can be answered by something other than yes or no.
问他们问题，不是只有可以回答你是或不是，让他们多讲一些。
We call them open-ended questions.
我们可以做一个引导性的一个问话。
Say something to them where they have to answer you in sentences.
意思是说，你问一些问题是让他们要说明的。
An example of an open-ended question.Would be, can you tell me how this all began?
怎么样引导对方来说话，来问问题说话的话，比如说呢，你可以问他说，这是怎么样发生的呢？
And so they will then have to begin to explain how it began.
他们就需要去解释跟叙述。
Then seek to get them to talk to you on the feeling level.
试着让他们可以谈他的感觉。
You might say, well, how did that make you feel?
你可以问他说你感受怎么样呢?
Was that something that really hurt?
你是觉得有受伤害吗?
Then we can go on and hold on until you get a response from them. Don't let them get quiet, but keep asking.
除非他们真的有反应,有跟你表达,不然的话,不要放过他们,继续的问他们。
You may have to phrase your questions differently each time, but don't let them just keep quiet.
你要，或许你需要去换你的问题，或重复你的问题，但是呢，不管怎么样，你一定要持续着，不要放过他们。
Be positive. Don't criticize them. Okay.
对他们乐观一点，不要去批评他们。
You see, they are already hurt or afraid of being hurt.
他们已经很怕被伤害，或者是已经被伤害。
That's why they retreat into themselves.
为什么他们会这样子的退缩的原因
？They don't need you to add something to hurt them.
所以他们不再需要你去给他们任何的伤害了。
And then don't answer for them.
也不要代替他们去回答。
Don't put words in their mouth.
不要帮他们去啊加一些言辞。
Be sure they answer for themselves.
让他们自己来回答。
The next animal I want to consider is like a lizard.We call it a chameleon.
那另外一种动物是蜥蜴，一种变色的蜥蜴。
These are people who are indecisive.
他们呢，非常的优柔寡断。
They're saying, "Well, I'm not sure. It may have been, or it may not have been."
他们常说呢，我不确定耶，或许这样吧，或许那样吧。
They too act innocent. Who me? Not me.
他们会表达出一副很无辜的样子，是我吗？不是我吧。
They're those who are always very, very nice and agreeable.
他们总是非常的好，而且呢，都什么都认同。
They're the ones that say, "Oh, I really think you all are wonderful."
他常常会跟你说呢，哎呀，你都很好，你都很棒。
I'm sure you have the right idea.
你想得很对。
They're not facing it. They're just agreeing with you.
他们呢，表面上跟你同意呢，但是他们不想去面对冲突。
Or they'll be non-committal. They'll say, "Well, I don't know."
他们呢
，They downplay differences.
他们把不同的意见割开。
They'll say, "Now that's really not so bad."
他们会说呢，那还好，没有关系。
See, their message is, "I'm not going to get pinned down."
他们的意思是说，不要把我搅进去。
Their goal is to avoid responsibility and accountability.
他们的目的就是要逃避责任，他们应该尽的责任。
Now, how are we going to deal with them?
我们怎么样来面对这样的人呢
？How are we going to respond and help them?
我们怎么去反应，然后帮助他们呢
？You see, their inner need is that they need to be approved.
他们里面有一种需要被肯定的需要。
They must have approval.
他们需要被赞成、被肯定。
So, what you need to do first is make them realize it's all right to disagree with me.
首先你要让对方知道说如果你不赞同没有什么错。
Let them know you're not going to be angry at them.
让对方知道说如果你不赞同我不会生气。
Then help them identify their priorities.
然后也帮助他们能够把这种重要跟不重要的事情能够把层次排出来
Show them what is more purposeful or helpful
然后帮助他们知道说怎么样比较好比较有帮助性
Learn their hidden fears
去了解他们里面隐藏着的害怕
You see they have real fears
他们有很恐惧的害怕在里面
So they need you to confirm that you understand them.
然后让他们知道说你了解他们。
And if you understand what their fears are, you may be able to help them.
当你了解他们的感受的时候，或许你比较能够帮助他。
You need to reinforce their decisions.
增强他们所做的决定。
You say to them, you think you're right, stick to it. Don't give in.
帮助他们的决定。跟他说呢是对的，好，那你就要这样去做。
And don't accept their yes as a complete agreement.
那除非他们完全的同意，不然的话，不要容许他们对你说好。
Because they just want your approval.
因为他们只希望被你肯定。
You might say, "Well, let us think of some more about this."
那你就帮助他想多一点，讨论多一点。
Now let's look at the third avoider.
我们来看看第三种逃避者。
This is a little animal called a weasel.
这种动物的名字叫做黄鼠狼。
He's what we call the twister.
他们呢很会扭曲。
He can sort of twist into things.
他可以钻进去，钻研进去。
He is cleverly defensive.
他是一个很聪明的自我防御的人。
He knows how to slyly defend himself.
他知道怎么样非常有技巧的来保卫自己。
He is very good at sidestepping issues.
这样的人呢，很会规避，很会去逃避事情。
Just doesn't want to face any problem.
不喜欢面对任何的问题。
He will sort of twist his way around it.
他们用一个很圆滑的方法，然后把它绕过去。
He's very good at twisting and bending the truth.
他们很容易把事实把它扭曲了。
He always used what should be the truth, but he uses it in his own way.
用他们自己的方法来讲事实。
Sometimes in half-truths.
有时候只是一半的事实而已。
Just twisting it around.
把它扭曲了。
Of course, he too is one who blames others.
黄鼠狼的形态很容易去责怪别人。
He avoids the I statement.
他会逃开我的这样的一个主观的看法。
He will say Lee is the one who did it.
他会说某某人做某某人说的。
He never brings accusation to himself.
他从来不会说是我。
And he again is the one who, he's just not going to let anybody get him in a corner.
一样的，他也不让人家把他逼到一个角落去。
And he really does like to avoid responsibilities also.
他规避，避开所有的责任。
Now how are we going to help this one?
我们怎么帮助这种黄鼠狼形态的呢?
You see, they have an inner need. They need courage and confidence.
他们内在有一种需要，就是他们需要一种勇气跟自信。
Avoid accusing them.
不要太去控告他们，不要去批评他们。
Don't say it's your fault.
不要一下就指出是他们的错。
No, try your very best to make them feel more comfortable that you're not going to accuse them.
尽力的避开直接的去控告他们。
Now, do not get drawn into an argument with them.
不要跟他陷入争执。
Because they're going to sidestep all of your ideas and they're going to put in their own.
他会用他自己的想法来想你说的。
Be strong and immovable. Just be firm with them.
非常肯定的，很确定的，不要摇动。
People need to know the strength of a person.
要让对方知道说你在这方面是很坚决的。
Sometimes your confidence and strength will give them confidence and strength.
有时候你的这种坚决，你的自信跟勇气会带给对方勇气。
Be forgiving so they don't feel like they have to twist the truth and twist everything.
你要乐意愿意的去原谅，好让对方不需要用扭曲的方法来避开。
Try to encourage these people.
鼓励他们。
A little encouragement goes so very far.
一点点的鼓励就可以帮助对方很大。
Now that we understand those with which we have conflicts and how to deal with them,Let's look at the path to resolving them.
我们已经了解到怎么样来面对这些各种形态的处理冲突的人。那现在我们来看看我们处理的这种过程应该怎么样。
Now we talked about two young boys, Ty and Lin.
我们刚才谈到小蔡跟老林。
They were roommates.
两个人是室友。
And they had been friends.
他们也曾经是朋友。
Now they had this disagreement.
现在有一些争执。
That went all out of proportion.
然后呢，变成一个很大的问题。
How could they resolve this?
那怎么样来解决呢?
Or at least come to reconciliation together.
至少回到彼此和谐的情况。
The first important thing is,They should pledge or commit themselves to their relationship.
首先很希望这个关系能够和好。
You see, it's very important to recognize that a good relationship is worth holding on to.
我们要知道人跟人的好的关系是很值得我们去维持的。
We need help from God.
我们需要神从神来的帮助。
We need wisdom from something beyond ourselves.
我们需要从上面来给我们的智慧。
And as Christians, we pray and ask Jesus to help us.
身为基督徒，要面对冲突，要求主耶稣给我们智慧跟帮助。
We need to face each other with this issue.
我们要好好的彼此来面对。
But prepare yourself for that meeting.
你要面对以前，你要准备。
Discern the root cause of the conflict.
好好的去省察一下这个冲突的根源在哪里。
What really is the problem?
问题到底在哪里？
Sometimes it's not always visible.
有时候你不一定能够常看到他的问题。
You see, with Ty and Lynn, the problem was not the difference, it's the attitude that came out of it.
对于小蔡跟老林的问题，不是在他们不同的看法，而在他们的态度。
So if Lynn is going to try to straighten this out, he has to recognize that.
那如果他们要来解决这个冲突的话，要看到说他们的问题在于态度。
Then you have to understand, what do I expect from this?
然后接下去你要决定我到底期待对方怎么样。
Will I expect them to agree with me, or can we disagree and I can ask pardon for my attitude?
我是要期待对方一定要同意我的看法呢，还是我的期待是对方对我的态度或我对他的态度能够做一个调整或有一个道歉？
Decide on a positive solution.
用一个比较正面的方法来解决。
And then use a technique something like this.
那接下来你用这样的方法。
First, find something to praise him for.
首先你找一些可以赞美对方的事情。
Lynn can say to Ty, Ty, I always appreciate the fact that you'll talk with me about these things.
老林可以对小蔡说呢，我很谢谢你愿意跟我谈这个事。
And then you tell him maybe,what the problem is, but I feel like this thing was something I had to disagree with you.
虽然你赞美他的好处，但是呢，还是要表明你对他不同意的地方。
And then end up with a positive note, but I hope this doesn't break our friendship.
然后让对方知道这样的事情，你希望不要来破坏到你们两个的关系。
Now we have to purpose a time to face them, face to face.
你一定要定一个时间，定你的心智，要来面对面解决这个问题。
So Lynn may think to himself, tonight, after everything's done and we're ready to go to bed, I'll talk to him.
或许你就这样决定说呢，今天晚上，那我在上床以前就来跟他谈这个事。
But it must be in a private place.
但是一定要是一个私下的地方。
And then you must purpose to be honest.
而且你一定要真的是愿意诚实。
So Lynn can meet with Ty as they, that night as they're lying in bed.
所以当两个人都躺在床上的时候，小林跟老林跟小蔡就可以面对面。
And Lynn can explain, Ty, I know we have a difference.
这个时候老林可以跟小蔡说，我知道我们有不同的意见。
And I'm afraid my attitude was not right.
我知道我的态度可能不是很好。
I should never involve the other boys with this.
我也不应该去找一群人来同意我的想法。
Now, I'm not going to agree with you.
我还是不同意你的想法。
Because I really do not feel that evolution is a principle or a law.
因为我实在真的是不能认为这个进化论是一个科学的原则。
But I value our friendship.
但是我很希望我们有好的友谊。
And I want to tell you, I am sorry.
我要跟你说很抱歉。
Now you see, Lynn has, he's reconciled himself to Ty.
老林主动的跟小蔡来和好。
Now, they did not dissolve what the problem was.
他们的不同的意见仍然一样。
Because they had different ideas on it.
因为不同的观点还是不同的观点。
But he wanted to bring back peace and harmony between them.
但是老林愿意把这个和谐的关系再次重建起来。
Many times you're not going to be able to resolve the conflict.
有时候你要解决的不是不同的那个冲突。
There are times that you may have to humble yourself and ask forgiveness.
有时候是我们要很谦卑下来向对方来道歉。
And let them know maybe your attitude was not right.
让对方知道说你对你的态度有一些抱歉。
And try to bring around some sort of reconciliation to each other.
然后让彼此和好。
You see, to be able to resolve or reconcile relationships in the midst of a conflict is a sign of maturity.
一个人愿意面对解决冲突，而且呢，重建和好，这样子的人呢，表示他是一个成熟的人。
It takes maturity to desire to reconcile ourselves to someone.
只有成熟的人才有这种意愿要跟对方和解。
And if a relationship is worth saving, it's worth us humbling ourselves and in a mature way facing the conflict.
如果这是值得的，比如说这个人的关系，还有我们的成熟度，真的是对我们的人生有价值的，那么我们就好好的来面对人跟人之间的不同产生的冲突。
We can never push conflicts back and try to hide them and keep them at a place where we don't recognize them.
你绝对没有办法把冲突搁到一边或藏起来，然后把它抹煞，当作没这回事。
This is what happens in marriages so often.
在婚姻里面常常有这种问题。
Conflicts come.
冲突来了。
And we begin to push them back.
我们就把他们藏起来。
Not facing them.
不想去面对。
Not solving them.
不想去解决。
Not becoming truly reconciled to each other.
所以的后来变成也没有办法和好。
And then we begin to go further and further apart.
两个人就离得越来越开。
This will only bring unhappiness.
这样只有更不快乐。
You see, there are many things in our life that is not worth breaking the peace and harmony, and yet we hold on to them.
在我们的人跟人之间的和谐的关系，不要因为一些不值得的小节把它破坏了。
My friends, stop and think now. Who do you have a conflict with?
想一想，到底你的冲突在哪里？
Who's someone that you're just disagreeing with and there's a lot of feelings and friction between you?
谁最容易跟你有冲突，然后呢，你心里面的感受又怎么样？
Is it really worth it?
那这样子下去值得吗？
Isn't peace and harmony far greater as far as giving us happiness and joy?
你不觉得里面有喜乐然后和谐平安更重要吗？
And as a person who wants to be mature,
如果你想当一个成熟的人，
will face our conflicts,
那就要是一个懂得面对冲突的人。
And in facing them, healing comes.
当你愿意面对的时候，这个事情就被愈合了，就会得到医治。
We want to live a life that is really in harmony with one another.
我们愿意，我们喜欢我们的人生是跟人有和谐关系的人生。
Put aside your differences.
不要太在意人跟人间的不同，把它搁下来。
And enjoy one another.
好好的享受跟人的关系。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。